Nothing sounds quite like spring, like the sound of sandhill cranes. You often hear them before you see them. Their calls can carry for over 2 miles. They sound like this when they're flying overhead.
They're doing contact calls when they're migrating, so they're kind of saying, I'm here, I'm with the flock, are you back there? You know, they're talking to each other.
Dr. Gary Ivey is a research associate with the International Crane Foundation. He's based in Bend, Oregon, and studies sandhill cranes throughout the Pacific Flyway. He says they have different kinds of calls for different reasons: for danger, for bonding, for territory, and for their young.
I personally think cranes can communicate as well as we can, but it's not just their calls, it's also their body language and different postures they take.
There are three subspecies: the greater, lesser, and Canadian. They are all large, gray-bodied birds with long necks, big beaks, and bright red crowns. They stay mostly on the ground, not roosting in trees like herons or egrets. Despite their size, sandhill cranes move with relative ease and are known for their dancing.
They will dance all year.
Ivy says the cranes dance for several reasons. Sometimes it's to relieve stress, say if humans are around.
It's called displacement behavior. It relieves stress. They'll start dancing. Sometimes the whole flock will dance. They do practice dancing, too, all year, and it's also a way to attract a mate. So these females and these males may be courting a female, you know, in the middle of the winter or during migration. So you can see that all year. But when they get to their nesting territories and before they start laying eggs, they do a lot of dancing.
The cranes flying over southeast usually breed and nest around the lowlands of Bristol Bay and Cook Inlet. They leave this state in mid-September to early October and fly south to winter in California. The Stikine River Delta is a pit stop for some of them. The area can also see Canadian sandhill cranes nesting in the summertime.
So it's like people that have a house in Alaska, say, and they have a house in Arizona. These cranes have property in Alaska and they have property in California that they go to, and then they have their favorite restaurants on the way down.
The vast majority of cranes using the Pacific Flyway are lesser sandhill cranes. There are about 35,000 of them compared to 5,000 Canadians. Sandhill cranes are one of the oldest known bird species, dating back 2.5 million years ago, according to fossils. 10-million-year-old fossils in Nebraska are of cranes related to the sandhills. The species has evolved to be opportunistic eaters, consuming plants and small animals alike. Voles are a favorite.
Cranes are the closest thing to a dinosaur in the bird world that I've seen.
Some sandhill cranes mate for life. They use a unison call like this to set them apart from other pairs. Usually, pairs lay 2 eggs. They take about a month to hatch and 2.5 to 3 months for the chicks to fly. Many chicks are killed by predators, but if they make it into adulthood, the birds can live for a really long time. Scientists don't know exactly how long because tags on the birds for tracking projects often don't last for decades.
I think they have the potential to live as long as us. We can't identify those really old birds. I suspect there's some 50-year-old birds out in the wild, if not older.
One tagged bird was tracked until it was 40. In captivity, the species has lived to nearly 70 years. A flock can have all ages of cranes in it. But even just a single crane can leave a memorable song in the air. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.